Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you to Hupak for this really interesting points. At the last meeting, when we covered on the topic and why actually it was found interesting that we should have a representative of terminals, the point raised was, if you want to provide charging facilities at terminals, they do take space. And when you were providing the different examples, you also mentioned one point, that the land is expensive. So I just wonder, you know, like, what is in the mind of companies like yours, Hupak Intermodal, that is owning or having a stake in various terminals or terminal hubs, because in the end, the business needs to be profitable. If it's not profitable as a private entity, it will go out of business, which obviously, you know, this is not something you're looking forward to. So this is something to be avoided. So exactly, you know, like space management. So, you know, like, I can imagine that to some extent one would be thinking, okay, what is the source that's providing, you know, more profit? So you know, a little bit, if you could maybe elaborate in this direction. You also then mentioned a very interesting point, that in order to have this function of providing the energy source to the different modes of transport and selling it under different laws, which appear even in the EU not to be harmonized, you would need to be licensed to do it. So how is this, from the perspective of a terminal operator, is this considered as a high risk that actually you may not be qualified for receiving the license? And the final point is, in case of the Netherlands, we just have heard about it. So there are various of technologies. Some of them are considered zero emissions. The other possibly not, but less emissions that let's say the conventional sources, being diesel or petrol. Now, if you start thinking what to invest in, and okay, maybe you have the scheme like in the Netherlands, that there is the subsidy provided because it's still unprofitable part of business. But there is quite some uncertainty, let's say, for road transport, which of the technologies will prevail, right? I mean, there is quite a push for maybe electrified trucks. Many speak about hydrogen, yet it's uncertain, right? At least now. It's just the feeling of various people. Some have the feeling that hydrogen in the end will prevail because the electrified trucks are too heavy to be efficient for freight transport. Others might be thinking that as we go from lithium ion batteries into the more solid state batteries, that maybe that will solve the situation and make the electrified trucks prevail. So I suppose from the terminal operator, you may want to be prepared for the future, but since the future is so uncertain, how about, you know, like, exactly, you know, like, on which basis would you want to take the investment decision? And, you know, if the investment is in the wrong decision, we know what the result of such decision will be. So if you could elaborate. Thank you.